Let me see. Where were we last week? Last week, where were we? Oh, yes. Here we go. Andy Mouse's big raspberry was the best it could be because he really meant it. So earnest, so defiant, that it transformed him into a little white tyrant, a modern-day version of the mouse that roared. Andy didn't act indignant, he was. And so out of him came just the sort of rude gesture you'd expect from one who holds another in utter contempt. Well, now, as far as the cat goes, he charged at Andy like a bull at a red tag sale. He charged so fast, he left a vacuum in his wake. And Andy, seeing no need to hesitate, turns and makes his great escape. Running up the carpeted aisle was fine, but where he misfigures is running across the slippery tiles, which slow him down. He would have been sunk there, except the cat had the same problem, but worse. Being heavier, he overshot his turn as he tried to snag the fleeing mouse. Andy reaches the fissure first and clears the rubble turnstile. He flashes up the passageway, but don't assume from this he got away, because halfway through the chink, it suddenly dawns on Andy he's not making as much headway as he thinks. In fact, he's making none at all. And looking behind, he sees the reason why. One of the cat's paws is clamping down on his tail, causing him to run in place. The cat's predicament is like, but of a different sort. With one paw committed, he needs to find a firmer grip, but the only way to accomplish it is by using his second paw. But the gap of the hole is not that wide. He tries to insert two, but discovers that will not do, which means he's going to be forced to lift the paw already preoccupied, which, in desperation, he does. But did the ploy work? No, for the simple reason that in the split second the cat had chosen to release his paw and try again, Andy's stop motion was no longer frozen. And in that brief moment, that quarter blink, the little white mouse disappeared like disappearing ink. Frustrated, the cat, having lost his prey, probes the length of the cavity anyway, his right arm buried to the shoulder. Ear to the wall, eyes gazing upwards like a saint's, but not a very pious look, more like a safecracker cracking a safe. His attention is focused on what his fingers are feeling. Buoyed by the hope, as he continues to grope, that he might still shag it, because he keeps feeling the mouse's tail tickle across his palm from time to time.
It's the grass?
Right. In between swipes, Cat is believing he must have him trapped. Meanwhile, on the other side of this stony divide, our locomotive and caboose, previously introduced, are about to roll into the station. In fact, here comes the locomotive now, coming round the corner. The brakeman complaining,
"Mountain, why can't we just have a normal walk? Why is it always pull and stop, you cock-a-meaning dog? Why won't you just heel?"
But it's obvious the cockamamie dog is not even listening. Moving irregularly across the tufted lawn, nose pressed to grass, plowing a path of mayhem. But his thoughts are so loud, you'd almost swear you could hear them. "This guy I'm pulling, his name is Dave. He's not my master. I'm not his slave. I don't pay any attention to him anyway. He is not the king of me, not my boss." "How can you respect a person who runs around with his nose so far up in the air? Down here, this is where the action is. Don't they know down here is where the luscious smells abound? An amazing array of animal sprays. On rugs, on floors, especially the out-of-doors. But they miss it all. Wait, what's this? Oh, here's an interesting item of unknown specificity.
Mounting! Mounting! Come on, boy, you don't have to smell the same thing forever.
Oh, quit your yapping, you carnival barker. What if I linger a little longer in one spot sniffing? It's my choice. I get to choose. You don't like it? Turn me loose. Wait. Here's an intriguing scent. Yesterday's. Most of its vapor spent. Can't quite tell which way it went. Oh, well.
Mountain.
Oh, quit your yapping. Wait. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There is that ambergris. The beautiful platinum poodle with the dainty tread. Oh, the one I still dream about. That made my legs twitch in my running dreams. Oh, we crossed a stream. We romped in an Elysian field. Oh, sadly, her eau de cologne has not been renewed. She's just another case of only passing through. Oh, and there's that infuriating calling card left by that upstart German shepherd. His signature's getting fainter. Good. At our first get equator, we had a feud. Sparks flew, but I quickly put an end to that. Had him on his back in 8 seconds flat. Me hovering above, fangs in view, showing I was perfectly willing to maul all God's creatures, great and small. Holy retrievers, what's that up ahead I spy? Unless my eyes are deceivers, that appears to be a furry black tail poking out of that hole on the lumpy side of that building. Say, isn't that the crevasse I normally sniff around? What's it doing sprouting a tail?
Mountain, where are you going now?
Mountain.
It's too dark to see. I'll trip.
However, as the mountain dog closes in on what's sticking out of the side of St. Andrews by the sea, he sees he's wrong. It's not a tail at all, but an arm. His nostrils pick out the unmistakable odor of paw. Paw of what? He's not sure, but his bloodhound blood begins to stir, and his analytical mind begins to whir and sort through reams and reams of olfactory reports. Excitedly, the dog's twitching nose types a message to Central Command. Field request. Background check. Classified dander. We'll wait for answer. Master yanks again at the leash. He wants to get going, but Mountain will not budge. He's like a soldier manning his post. But his latent suspicions now aroused, he begins emitting a low-throated growl. Then his back molars begin to grind. Then his front incisors begin to chatter like novelty teeth on a silver platter. But still the disciplined dog holds on. Meanwhile, on the other side of the boulder divide, the cat is still concentrating when suddenly it happens. And we can guess what it is by the cat's reaction. And though the cat is shocked, we are not. We knew it was coming. We knew what was in store. We knew when Command Central cried havoc and let slip the dogs of war. There's a chomp and a clamp and a crunch and a growl and a screech and a yap and a scream and a yeow. Every vowel of the alphabet, A, E, I, O, yeow. On the cat's side, the fur of his right arm is bunched at the shoulder like a sleeve rolled up. But on the dog's side, it's all clean, white, and bone, which he'd just as soon snap into and take over to lie down to chew, which is exactly what dog chooses to do, sprawling on a patch of the evening grass.
Mountain, what are you doing? Don't lie down, old Mountain. What have you got in your mouth? What is that? Let me see. All right, never mind. Whatever it is, you can have it. Take it with you. Let's go. Mountain, come on, move. Did you hear me? I said move. That's better. Let's go and spit that disgusting thing out, whatever it is. Cockamamie dog.
Dog and master fading away, their circuit completed for another day. Grandfather Mouse gives a shout of hooray and flings the tickler off the cliff. It flutters to the ground like a paper streamer off a cruise ship. Joyfully, he sweeps Andy up in his arms and hugs him and squeezes him. Overjoyed, he's alive, that he did what was needed, that the plan a success, that their mission succeeded. Oh, happy day, hooray! But then, what do you think happened? At the very height of their celebration, the fickle finger of fate steps in, putting the quits on their run of good luck. For suddenly, without warning, tragedy struck. And here comes your truck. I mean your boss.
What's the tragedy?
Well, you'll have to wait to find out, won't you? Tune in next week. Gym bag! Gym bag! I love you too. See you next week.